Welcome to the Next Exchange interview with Paul Hayward, who's Executive Director at Block Energy. How are you today, Paul?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
Well, I believe there's plenty going on at your company. I always say to the chiefs of companies to come back whenever you've got some big news, and you have.
Indeed, yeah, it's been a very busy time for us. Past several months, actually, have been extremely busy. But most recently, there's been some fantastic news in country, which is extremely complementary to exactly what we're trying to achieve. So it's very good.
So tell us about Schlumberger and what's going on with them.
So the Schlumberger have now taken an active position in Georgia, not only as a service company, but they've actually acquired 100% interest in three blocks in Georgia. They took out a historical company, Jindal Petroleum, who are actually more of a steel-focused company, but they moved into petroleum back in the mid-90s. So Jindal have now left. Schlumberger have come in. And it's a great thing for Georgia, and it's a great thing for Block Energy.
And how transformational is it for Block Energy, would you say?
Well, I think it's it offers an amazing platform for Block Energy to execute exactly what it's planning to execute in Georgia, and that is enhanced production of existing fields. To date, and since the breakup of the Soviet Union in the early 90s, Georgia has been somewhat starved of Western technology. And when I say it's been starved, technology has been accessible, but it's simply not been available from a commercial standpoint to contractors in Georgia. So the mob and demob costs of companies bringing in Western technology to Georgia has been extremely expensive. And then considering the standby costs of certain tools, etc., again, costs very quickly rack up, and it's quite often been a situation that contractors in Georgia have just simply not been able to meet. So having Schlumberger coming is fantastic, because now for the first time ever in Georgia, you're going to have fantastic technology in country, accessible, and we'll be able to access the right tools for the job at the right price.
So Georgia's basically back on the map. I mean, after the post-Soviet Union flux, it's back in the picture.
Absolutely.
And in terms of the asset and the resources, I mean Georgia's not, it's not known as being the, you know, the Iraq of or the Saudi Arabia of oil producers. What is it? Is it a big? Could it be a big producer?
The potential is most definitely there, and I think that's somewhat underpinned by Schlumberger's entrance. There's no doubt in my mind that they've completed extremely detailed studies on the basin, and you know, obviously see the potential as we do. Historically, and back in the Soviet era again, you know, Georgia produced a meaningful amount of oil from one field, and that was around 70,000 barrels of oil a day. But you know, during the times of the Soviet reign, it wasn't so. Georgia was never really seen as an oil-producing region. It was more of the breadbasket of the Soviet Union. The Russians used to go across the border to enjoy fine wine, good food, and enjoy themselves. So as and when...
Sort of thing I do, really.
Pretty much. But as and when discoveries were made in Georgia, quite often these things were just, you know, there were records taken, they were sent back to Moscow, and the field was suspended and or abandoned.
So the obvious question for me is, how did you pick on Georgia, given that it is quite an obscure place to be thinking about exploration?
It is. I was actually, I was doing a long stint in asset management in the Middle East, actually. And a group that I worked very closely with were actually active in Georgia back in mid-2000s. And they were going back in 2010, 2011. And they asked me to assist them with their endeavours. And that involved raising finance and facilitating an open government tender of two assets, etc., which I did. And my first trip into Georgia wasn't without hesitation, that's for sure. It was, you know, there was the many stories you read in the paper, and you know, actually when you finally get there on the ground, you can really differentiate fact from fiction. And Georgia's a fantastic place to spend time, and the opportunity there is ripe. And as of most recently, the Schlumberger entry, I think that simply just underpins how exciting the place really is.
So you had quite an open mind and maybe quite brave to get involved. Or you thought you were brave, but actually you weren't, let's say.
I thought so, yeah, but I wasn't, that's right. It's actually an absolute pleasure to spend time. And you know, the rule of law is the rule of law out there. Since the breakup of the Soviet Union and Georgia gaining its independence in 1991, production sharing contracts have been enforced, and you know, as I said, the rule of law is the rule of law. The government are extremely pragmatic and entice FDI from foreigners in the industry, but you know, they stick to what is law. And in my experience, having spent time in Azerbaijan, Kazakhstan, and surrounding regions, it's a very, very different place, and it's far more Western facing than it is Eastern facing. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, you had an open mind for Georgia, open mind for next exchange as well. What was behind that choice for you and your company?
Well, Next for us has actually served as a fantastic platform, not only to access investors, but to gain recognition and to build the company brand, so to speak. So it served us, and it's serving us very well. I would note that, you know, typically if you're providing your investors and your financial support is more media to longer term minded in their investment horizons, then I think Nex is a great place to be. It's an efficient place to operate in terms of cost as a public company. And I think the compliance and regulatory structure of Next is a good confidence builder for anybody coming in to back a company such as ours.
So you've got the infrastructure you need at this stage of, in your development.
Indeed.
Right, and just for the you know, you've got the Schlumberger deal. Just going back to Block Energy. What's any other juicy stuff on the horizon?
There are indeed. It's, as I said, it's a very exciting time for us in Georgia. We know the place extremely well, and there's going to be a fair amount of news flow over the short term, that's for sure.
Paul Hayward, Executive Director at Block Energy, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.